It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The €44 million redevelopment of Dublin's Northside historic Victorian fruit and veg market is underway. Dublin City Council says the new market will strengthen the North Inner City's retail offering and showcase Dublin's food culture to both locals and tourists. Now, to tell us more about the redevelopment project, we're joined by Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor with the Irish Times. Olivia, good morning.
Hiya, Pat.
Now, this has been a long, long time coming. I remember when it went into dereliction and there was a promise of something to be done. It's now being done. What are they going to do?
Yeah, what a saga, as you outlined there. It's been going on for an awfully long time. They're actually going to implement plans that they've had permission for since 2015, so a decade now that they've had permission to redevelop the market as a retail market. So up until now, it's been a wholesale market. That closed down in 2019. That might have been a bit of a mistake to close it at that point, but I think they had hoped to get moving on things sooner, but then the pandemic and all sorts of other things intervened, so they're only doing it now. And the reason why I say it was a mistake, there's been quite a bit of vandalism. The historic doors of the building, beautiful old wooden doors, have been set on fire. I think all of them have been quite badly damaged by fire at this stage, but they're actually on site now. I was down there yesterday and the cranes are inside, the diggers are inside the market, and they are working away on it. They say it'll take 2 years to revamp it, to put in the stalls. They've a lot of work to do on the roof as well, and a lot of the old cast iron posts, and those sorts of things. They've put in toilet facilities, new electricity lines, all that sort of stuff. They say that'll take 2 years, and then it'll be a retail food market. I've said to Richard Shakespeare, the chief executive of the council, will it be along the lines of the English market in Cork, which he scoffed at and said it'll be way better than the English market in Cork. It'll be, of course, bigger than the English market. But I think that's the sort of thing we're looking at, or maybe a more sort of continental style food market. If you know the building, it's very similar to the type of things you would see in other European countries, those sort of big red brick Victorian buildings. A lot of them were built as markets around the same era.
Yeah, I have a bit of history with the fruit and veg market because my late uncle Jack was the superintendent for Dublin Corporation of that fruit and veg market when I was growing up. So very familiar with the whole thing, and I used to pass it by. Sometimes I'd walk home from school to my home and pass that market en route. So I'm very familiar with it. I'm delighted that they're actually going to refurb it and make it more accessible because, as you say, it was a wholesale market and it's going to be retail. Does that mean that Moore Street will effectively decamp to that market?
Well, to be honest, there's not much left on Moore Street anymore. And Moore Street, of course, once they start the construction of that big scheme, that sort of shopping centre scheme between O'Connell Street and Moore Street will, you know, effectively, it won't be usable as a market street anymore. So I'd imagine people who operate there might welcome the chance to have stalls in the new market, not too far away, you know, a bit of a distance from where they are at the moment, I suppose, about a kilometre really. But
it's a lot of money, €44 million. And by the sound of it, a market, new toilet blocks, obviously restaurants who'll have to install their own kitchens. I presume they'll be franchised out. So let's hope that they can deliver it on budget.
Yeah, it's encouraging that they're actually on site now, because I think I've announced the redevelopment of the market about 10 times over the last 20 years, and they now actually are doing something. You can see that workers are in there doing it. So yeah, you would hope that means it will be completed.
Well, I look forward to its completion. Olivia, thank you very much for joining us. Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor of the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker. With a website that fits your unique vision, let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Go to Wix.com.